When Medicare started offering a prescription drug benefit for seniors, it was also extended to those on Medicaid. This switch for the so-called dual eligibles meant states would no longer have to pick up the tab for medications used by the poor. Uncle Sam would take care of the bill. However, the federal government wants reimbursement. For Wisconsin, it's still a good deal. Jason Helgerson is a policy analyst with the State Department of Health and Family Services. He estimates the state will save $13 million next year under the new arrangement.
From a taxpayer standpoint, we seem to be slightly better off, but obviously, as has been well documented, there are a lot of problems with Medicare Part D.
There's been criticism about the sign-up deadline, along with the federal program's complexity. Helen Marks-Dix is with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. She says the poor are not getting coverage for as many prescription drugs as they would have under the old system.
From a consumer point of view, the poor are significantly worse off with Part D than they were with their old Medicaid coverage.
However, Wisconsin as a whole does not share in the latest frustration, the fact that some states actually lose money under a complicated federal payback formula which works against them. Five of those states tried to get the U.S. Supreme Court to hear their case. The argument is that the federal government may be violating state sovereignty by imposing an improper tax. That's led some to compare this legal fight to the colonial rebellion against Britain's tax on tea. No matter which level of government gets the upper hand in the Medicare court battle, Helgerson says Wisconsin should come out ahead financially. So even though the state has no dog in this fight, it wants to know who wins. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.